Hey, what's up? It's Jesse. Welcome back to the Marketing Commute. You're listening to episode 3. We've all heard that content is king, and we all know that content marketing is extremely important for any small business, you know, or any business of any size. But how do you get started? It can be so daunting to think about writing content, especially when you're not a writer and you don't have any idea what to write about. Who do I write it for? How do I put SEO in there? What keywords should I focus on? It's so easy to get overwhelmed with all the details of content marketing, but it doesn't have to be that hard. What I want to encourage you to do is to get started with just a few simple types of articles, a few types of content, and they're easy to find the topics. All you have to do is think about the last question a customer asked you that you feel like you've had to answer more than once. Or if you have several questions in mind, that's even better. The more you have, the better. So think about those questions that your customers ask you all the time and then answer them. Write an article on every single question and expand upon it. It doesn't have to be 10,000 words, but if it's more than 500 to 1,000 words, that's great. Just as long as, don't just fill it with content, but answer the question in depth. Back it up with links to other locations. Add resources that people can go to find more information about your answer. But that's how you get started in content marketing for your business. You just write blog posts on the questions that your customers ask you all the time. And that's going to do more than just get you started with content marketing. That's going to be a great resource for your customers because now they don't have to ask you those questions. Or if they do, you don't have to answer them because you can send them a link and say, hey, that's a great question. I've answered it in depth in this blog post right here. Please go read that and let me know if you have any more questions. And then if they have more questions, go back and edit the blog post and add the answer to the additional questions. The second type of content that you can create that's easy to get you started is a case study. So think about a recent customer you've had or anytime and a scenario where you think other customers could benefit from knowing the process that you went through or that would love to see the end result that you were able to accomplish. And a lot of this depends on the type of company that you have, the type of business that you're running, the type of product or service that you're providing. For me, for example, I provide screen printing. So it would be easy for me to take a recent customer and talk about how we developed a retail product line for that customer, retail apparel, and how we chose each shirt and how we chose the print and the print color and what the end result was, and have some photographs of the shirt in the process and some photographs of the finished product in their retail store. And so then if I have another customer that comes in and they come across my website and they see this case study and maybe they have a retail shop and they wanted some apparel that they could sell in their retail, and now they see this case study where I've gone through the entire process before and they know that I have experience with that, they're immediately going to feel like I'm the one that can help them out because I was able to help another customer that they can relate with and that they're in the same situation as, and they're going to say, hey, you know what? That's what I want to do, and looks like they've already done it, so they're going to know how to help me out, and so I'm going to go do business with them. So those are great ways to get started with content marketing, and they're great ways for you to utilize that content once you create it to help your customers. And now I know what you're thinking, but how do I write for good SEO and for the search engines, and how do I get my content up in the search engines? And yes, that stuff is extremely important. But not as a first step. When you're writing this content, don't even think about SEO and don't think about search engines and don't think about any of that stuff, keywords, anything. The first thing I want you to do is just write the content that answers the questions that your customers have. Write as if you're writing an email to your customers. Be in depth, be detailed, but write for a human being. You can worry about the SEO stuff later, and we'll talk about how to do SEO, how to add proper keywords, how to add proper metadata to your posts, into your website so that you can show up in local searches and better, more effectively show up in Google search. We'll talk about all that later, but don't get overwhelmed with that from the beginning. You can always go back and optimize and edit your posts later on. In fact, if you're updating posts that you've written and keeping them up to date and current, that's going to be better for SEO too. So it's okay to write it first and then go back and update it later. So the first thing I want you to do is just write content for your customers. Write it for a human being and provide value and provide assistance and just quality content and show your expertise. Show why you should be an authority in your industry and why your customers should use you to do business with. That's how you get started with content marketing, and that's how you're going to set a great foundation for the content you're going to create for your website in the future. So that's it. I encourage you to go today, write that first blog post, or write the first 10, whatever you feel like doing, but find the question that you feel like your customers ask often that you can answer with an article and go write it. Go write it, and then tomorrow, go look back over it and review it and make sure there aren't any edits or things you can add to it, and then put it online. And then next week, do the same thing. Try to release an article every week or twice a week, however often you want to do it, but make sure that you do it the same consistency. If you want to do once a week, do once a week. If you want to write 5 articles this week and post 1 for the next 5 weeks, that's fine too. Whatever makes it easiest and most achievable for you to put some content out there, get started today. It's easy and you can do it, and it's worth your time. All right, that's it for episode 3. If you have any questions or feedback, I'd love to hear from you on anchor.fm. You can leave me a voicemail on there, or you can find links to all the ways to get in touch with me on all the social media accounts and a contact form to email me directly at my blog, jessepoteet.com, JessePoteet.com. If you found this podcast on iTunes or any other location, if you wouldn't mind going on to iTunes and leaving a review or a rating or both, I would really appreciate that, because that helps me get this podcast in front of more people so that I can help more businesses with their marketing during my commute. Because that's the goal here, is I've got some time on my short commute and I want to help other people with marketing, because that's what I'm passionate about and that's what I really love to do. So go on there, leave me a rating and a review. I'd love to hear from you and hear what you think of the podcast and any questions or feedback you have from there. I'd love to add your question to a future episode. So like I said, get on anchor.fm, leave me a voicemail. Maybe I can play that on a future episode too. So until then, I'll see you next time on episode 4. Have a great weekend.